Well, good morning. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is being delivered bright and early to your digital front door, and you can take it with you on your morning walk or your drive to the office. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. We've packaged the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Delivery is via your favorite podcast platform. As you listen, you'll hear about our free Dollars and Cents retirement book. It's easy to get a copy, absolutely free. It's a first step in designing a retirement that's exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. And you'll hear that number again throughout the show. Let's also take a moment and share our website. It's dollarsandcentsradio.com. And you can go there anytime and discover more about how we craft a personal retirement lifestyle that fits you. I don't care what you do in life, convenience is a good thing. Being convenient, being accessible, being there when you need somebody to be there with the right answers, with the good answers, with the valid answers for your retirement. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I hope they bring you a little bit closer to a better retirement and a conversation with Doug Horn. That's what we'd like to see. And that's what we'd like to make happen as you listen to these. And hopefully you get a chance to do that real soon. As you're listening to this podcast, as it's released, we are rapidly approaching springtime, summertime here in Texas. And I hope your year has been off to a good start as well. And hopefully with the help of these podcasts and some of the information that come out of these podcasts, we've made your decisions about retirement a little bit easier. I hope so. I certainly hope so. One of the questions that is asked so many times is, how can I plan my retirement? Well, that's a great question, because it really has to start with a conversation with Doug, a retirement specialist, and figure out what you want to do. You know, you're here. You've arrived. It's time for retirement. How can I plan my retirement? Let's discover that right now. I want you to feel what Doug is saying right now and listen to what he's saying, because the conversation that you have with Doug is very simply much that we're talking about right now on the radio. It's a conversation. The guy does not sell used cars. I can tell you that right now, knowing Doug for many years now as well. And that's a wonderful feeling. You know, we have a propensity now, this generation, many generations, especially the younger generations, to do everything online. You got to go online and you got to submit your information to whatever you're trying to find out. And all of a sudden, you're getting contacted whether you want to or not. That's not the way it works with Dollars and Cents. If you want the book, it's yours free. And then if you want a conversation, that's the next step. That's all there is to it. 855-317-2346. Go get your book. It's a good thing. You know, Doug, so many questions here I have for you today. And it's good that we have a whole hour to talk. I appreciate that as well. And one of the questions, and I'm sure you get this when people are coming to you to talk about their retirement, how many years do they plan for retirement? How do you approach an answer to a question like that? It's like you and I were talking about my retirement. I mean, how can we give an answer to that question?
People can look at their family genetics and say, oh gosh, all the males in my family are gone 90. At 75. And I hope that's not your case, but or anyone's case. But, I've got longevity in my genes. So, I just kind of feel like everyone should plan like they're going to be here till age 100, and then you'll be happy. If you plan like you're going to be here till 85 and here comes age 90, maybe you're out of money, and that's just not a good way to go into those years. Just plan like it's going to be indefinite, and then take care of your health, and maybe it will be indefinite.
Yeah. But the good news is, as you get into your retirement years, with the Dollars and Cents philosophy and the platform and everything, it's an easy place to go, because you understand you have a guaranteed income. Talk about that a little bit more as you retire.
Well, sure. With our products, we've got what I call the growth side, and then there's also the growth and income side. The growth and income side is simply, the main product that can't go backwards when the markets do, and so forth, just keeps you safe. But the lifetime income rider, when added to it, It's going to grow at a predetermined rate. They guarantee that rate for the next 10 years if you're still going to be working that long, at which time, if you still haven't turned on lifetime income, they'd give you the renewal rate based on whatever interest rates are 10 years from now. But it's going to grow at that rate towards lifetime income. So if you're planning on retiring in 5 years and you actually do retire in 5 years, you can turn that income on, and you know from where we sit today what that income will be in 5 years, what it will grow to, and and you'd know for year four, for year five, year six, and so forth.
Sure.
But that's part of the planning. If you want to look at that, because that's guaranteed. Social Security, unless the government goes under, is guaranteed. say that tongue in cheek. But, you know, and any pensions you've got coming in, for them, they're guaranteed unless, you know, the big company you work for goes out of business or something. So you can count on those kind of numbers, and that's going to give you a blueprint and say, wow, you know, is that enough for us from where we sit today? And then I tell those same people, and don't forget, if you are working the next 5 years, that's an excellent time to pad those numbers that you're looking at today.
Oh, yeah,
Because you'll still be contributing to your 401k, and hopefully, you know, things are getting paid off, and you're able to save more and more for the next 5 years. But it all adds up. But it's exciting even looking that far down the road, or even 10 years down the road, to say, well, what would we have right now if that's all we had 10 years from now?
Yeah.
And that gives people an idea of what they need to be building towards the next 5 or 10 years.
Sure.
And it motivates the savings. And, you know, there's good savers out there and there's bad savers.
Sure. And I'm sure people will come to you listening to the radio program right now. They're going, well, that'll never work for me. Well, how do you know if you don't make the call?
Yeah, everybody's situation is different. Everybody knows kind of what rate they're contributing to their 401ks,
sure,
you know, per year. If they've got any raises coming down the pike or things that are getting paid off where they can up their contribution in the 401k.
Right.
But it's a starting place to know, okay, where I'm sitting right here today, if I'm not going to retire for 2 years or 5 years or 7 years or 10 years, we can take your numbers today and kind of project out, you know, based on your rate of contributions and so forth, and we can get a pretty close number to what you're going to have. And let's say at age 62 or age 65, because that's a big question, as you said earlier, how do I know when I'm supposed to retire or when I can retire? And so even starting in your 50s, we can look forward to that and just kind of based on what you've been doing, what you have now, and, you know, conservative growth rates, we can give you a pretty good idea of what you'd have at 62 if you wanted to start Social Security then. I generally tell people don't take Social Security until you're retired, because it's a pretty low threshold that they start lowering your payments, and you will get that back, but spread over your life expectancy. So I tell people it's kind of easy in my mind to think, well, if you retire at 64, that's a good time to look at starting to take Social Security rather than wait till full retirement age or age 70, which it would grow to that, but then you're missing all that money in the meantime.
So. Yeah, there's a little bit of a flex there as well. 855-317-2346 for the free Dollars and Cents radio retirement book. And it's a good way to start the conversation like we're having today on Dollars and Cents Radio with Doug Horn. Yeah, you enjoy doing this, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, they always, it's the old adage, do what you love and you never work a day in your life. And I have a funny feeling that that's been pretty much your life, helping people.
Oh, sure. And I got to admit, the financial business, it's tough to break into, but that was 30-some years ago. And I jokingly tell people I had no choice. I had a wife at home having our little ones and, you know, staying home with them. And it was if I want baby food and diapers, I'm going to work from 8 in the morning till 9 at night. But now that we've built a successful business and helped so many, oh, my gosh, so many people over the years, and it's gotten to be really fun.
You know, so many people have ideas of what they want in their retirement. It might be at home. It might be another space or an opportunity to buy something or do something. And we all, I think, have a favorite place geographically, and I guarantee you probably do as well. It must play a role in the kinds of funds that you need. You got to be realistic about that kind of stuff as well, don't you, as you're planning for it. So what do you normally hear in a conversation? I guarantee you that folks start talking to you about the retirement, about the numbers, but more so, it's a little bit deeper than that. It's about the passion. What do they really, really want to do? Where do they want to go? Is that kind of stuff you hear?
It comes up. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's motivational for me to hear people that are passionate about what their future plans are going to be and so forth, especially if they've had that kind of work life, which too many of us had or have, where it's just the doldrums Monday through Friday and so forth.
And
so they're looking forward to not having the doldrums. But beyond that, you know, having something to keep you busy, I think busy people are healthier people.
I agree.
And healthier people are happier people,
yeah.
Just in general, you know. And so if it's a hobby you want to pick up, if it's volunteering, if it's I just want to work part-time, but somewhere fun and kind of easy and just feel like I'm productive, those are all good things.
Yeah.
You know, whether you need to or not, those are good things, and I think they reap their own rewards.
I totally agree. 855-317-2346 for your free Dollars and Cents retirement book. I shouldn't sell it like that. It's because it's just a great book, okay? 855-317-2346. By the way, if you're listening to the radio program and you danced across this station and you're thinking, I gotta tell Bill, my neighbor, about this show because he was asking about this stuff.
Bill needs to know.
Yeah. Bill needs to know. So, my friend, call Bill right now and tell him it's on. We've got a whole hour to spend with you here on the Dollars and Cents radio show. And we're about to take a break here in about a couple of minutes, though. But before that, you know, I think there are three, there's lots of variables. There are a lot of things you've got to think about when you get into retirement. I think, and you tell me if I'm right or on the right track here, your needs, your wants, and your wishes. Would that be a good order of qualification for things?
Well, needs, wants, and wishes. Wants and wishes could be the same thing. But,
okay.
I mean, yeah, we all have to take care of our needs. And sometimes in with the needs or the needs of others, you know, kids, parents,
sure.
You know, just we got a lot of needs that we got to take care of. And so it's such a good feeling to get to a place where you're comfortable that all those needs and all the scattered needs around you are taken care of,
that are
your responsibility.
Yeah.
And then to have leftover to go into the wants or wishes. You know, that's where you take that dream vacation or you buy that one-time thing that you've wanted forever but didn't think you should spend the money on, or, you know, things of that nature. So
there you go. The Dollars and Cents Radio Podcast is new every Tuesday morning. No cost to subscribe, and delivery is always on time via your favorite podcast platform. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. And we package the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Get your free copy of the Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's a first step in designing a retirement that is exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. You can also find out more at dollarsandcentsradio.com. So until next week, enjoy your day and tell a friend about the Dollars and Cents Radio Podcast. It's for you. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice. Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Comments regarding guaranteed returns or income streams refer only to fixed insurance products offered, and unless specifically stated, do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products or services offered by AlphaStar.